If you're a health or a life coach who's feeling super overwhelmed in your business right now, stay tuned. I'm going to give you three simple steps to help take you from that overwhelmed feeling to have much more clarity and calm when it comes to your business. Let's dive in. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health and life coaches get more clients, grow their businesses, and live the best lives while they do it. And today on the show, we're talking all about feeling overwhelmed in your business, which, let me tell you, is a really, really common feeling. You know, I spoke about this recently on the show, that I had that kind of like, I want to burn my business down kind of feeling, a few weeks ago. It is a really common way to feel because, you know, business, what I find a lot with my clients is that overwhelm comes from not knowing what they should be doing. And either they're trying to do all the things and that's creating a lot of overwhelm, or they are just so overwhelmed that they don't know what to do. So they just don't do anything. So they just don't know what the next step should be. You know, and this is really normal, especially when you are in the early days of starting a business, because unless you've been to business school, and even then, there's certainly a different thing to actually having to implement all this. You don't know what is involved in running an online business, and it's something that you have to learn. And that can be a lot. It can be a really, really steep learning curve. Also, on top of that, I think what's really interesting, again, I've been talking about this with some of my clients lately, is not many people are coming into the coaching industry fresh out of university or fresh out of college. Like, we are having careers where we are feeling, you know, usually feeling quite competent and skilled in those careers. And then we're coming into the coaching space where we might feel really, really good in our coaching skills. We might not, we might still have some self-doubt around that, but we have to learn the strategies, and that in itself can be really overwhelming. And even if you're further on in your business, there's always something new to learn. There's always a next step to take. There's always a next level to reach. And that itself can also feel overwhelming. And sometimes we need to just take that step back. And I'm going to give you this process. It's only three steps on purpose to make it simple, because we don't need more stuff if we're feeling overwhelmed. But ultimately, what I do feel is the case for a lot of people is the overwhelm comes from simply not having a pathway to follow in terms of growing, scaling, getting their business to where it is that they want to go. So often that comes into it. We're going to talk a bit about that soon, but let's dive into those three key tips. The first one is to simplify. Now, I know that sounds really simple when I say it, but I know how hard it is in reality. Most of us are trying to do too much, and that is often what creates that feeling of overwhelm. So if you are further on in your coaching business, that might mean that it's about letting some stuff go, which is what I've done recently. I've let some programs go that I was delivering. I've tried to simplify what it is that I offer, and that has made a big difference to that feeling of overwhelm. So if you're a bit further on, it might be that very physical, obvious, you know, way of simplifying, of actually shutting things down, letting stuff go, retiring things. It can also be to stop trying to multitask and do so many different things at once if you're a newer coach. Now, again, this can get tricky because there are things that need to happen sometimes simultaneously when you are running and growing a coaching business. I'm going to cover that in a bit more in a second, but often trying to multitask is a one-way ticket to feeling massively overwhelmed and stressed. So can you simplify the things that you are doing? And a really great place to start with this, again, none of this is particularly rocket science, but it's effective because it works, is to just do a massive big, you know, mind map. Just write everything down, everything, like exhaust your brain, everything that you can think of. Get it out of your brain and onto a piece of paper that is connected to your business. That's a really great place to start, because it kind of just shifts everything out of your head that you've been trying to hold on to. And this is a really big thing that, again, adds to that overwhelm, as often we are trying to hold on to lots of ideas and things that we think we should be doing, and when we should be doing it, and what does this look like, and what should I be doing this right now, you know, and we're holding on to it in our heads. Get all of that out, get it onto paper, get it into a Word doc, whatever it is. I've actually had a client recently who was saying that she emails herself, and she has like a really long email thread that, where she's just been emailing herself thoughts, which I think is a really, you know, interesting way of doing it. And I'll talk a bit about how we need to, you know, lean into our own intrinsic ways of managing this, but she has an email thread. So just get it all listed out, whatever makes sense for you, and then start to look at, okay, out of that list, what is the essential things that need to be addressed sooner rather than later? What things can be let go of completely? What things can you just cross out and let go of immediately, or do things need to be parked for later? So this was a really big thing for me with overwhelm, is that I'm naturally the kind of person who has lots of ideas and who is quite multi-passionate, wants to do lots of things, but that is, you know, really does lead to a feelings of overwhelm. So what I started to learn to do was that when something came into my head, was to write it on the list. I use Notion. I've talked about Notion as a tool. I'm a massive fan of it. It's not right for everybody, but it definitely works for my brain. And I have a list on there. And whenever something pops into my head, that is a not now thing, like not a thing that I'm going to be working on in the next couple of weeks, it goes onto that list and it becomes like parked. So it's almost like saying to my brain, like, look, you're not going to forget about it. It's parked. It's there. You can come back to it. Very often, it's never that relevant and I don't actually have to go back to it, but it makes my brain feel a bit better that I'm not having to hold on to that piece of information. So that's one way that you can simplify, but I think just getting everything out, a really good first step is getting everything out of your brain. All the things that you think that you should be doing, that you are considering, that, you know, all the shiny objects, like everything, just get it written down. It's a really, really great place to start. And then, like I say, from that point, it is about simplifying what is on that piece of paper, on that Word document, letting stuff go, parking stuff and looking at what is left. Hopefully what is left feels a lot less overwhelming. If it doesn't, then that could be a bit of a kind of indicator that there's some mindset stuff going on and that perhaps that feeling of overwhelm is linked to other things other than just like the very practical physical things that you're dealing with. Because overwhelm can be, you know, it can be a big part of our mindset in terms of, you know, are we feeling overwhelmed because we're worried about, you know, having to show up in our businesses, or whether or not we might fail, or whether or not we're going to get clients, and all of that like internal stuff, which is, again, is very, very valid. Add that to the list if you need to, you know, add that to your big mind map. If it gets it out, that's a really, really positive thing. So hopefully by the end of that process of eliminating some stuff, of parking some stuff, you will feel a bit less overwhelmed. And then the next stage, the next step is to create a plan. And like I say, a lot of the coaches that I work with feel overwhelmed because they simply don't know what steps they need to be taken and when. Now, again, part of that is knowing what the strategy needs to look like, and that might be an indicator that you need to get some support, which I'm going to come on to in a second. But having a plan in whatever way makes sense for you, and again, planning is quite an individual thing, and you know, you can try other people's planning methods, but often I think there is a bit of a trial and error thing in it, which is really, really tricky. We don't want to be adding more overwhelm. So keep it to whatever you need that actually helps you navigate this. Like the bare minimum that means that you get to get out of that place of overwhelm, do that. I'm almost an over planner in some ways, but often that's what I need to be able to get out of my head and get out of that place of overwhelm. And I will come back, I will plan and plan and plan. And really that's my way of processing what I've got going on. But for you, it might be completely different and that's okay. But it is just about knowing, like, do you know what you need to do now? And do you know what you need to do next? That's often enough, like now and next. What are you working on now? What are you going to work on next? If you know those things, you're fine. And that in itself is a plan. Like literally, if you have two things on your list, do this now, do that next. That's a great plan. Obviously, you can go much more in depth into this. Personally, I have an annual plan, which almost always never goes to plan and is very much a working document, and I change it as I go through the year. But then I plan in these 6 to 8 week mini seasons, which again for me are very much tied into the way that I live my life with my children and school holidays and things like that. So it really makes sense for me to work in these 6 to 8 week kind of stints. And I just find that I'm very productive, very focused when I work in this way. And although overwhelm does sometimes creep up, most of the time working in this way prevents that, because I've got quite a focus. You know, I'm not trying to do like 3 months worth of stuff. I'm not kind of trying to hold that. I'm just looking at the 6 to 8 weeks in front of me, and that feels a lot more doable. It might be that monthly works best for you, but experiment. But again, if the whole idea of planning and, you know, trying to get into Notion, again, like these can be ways that we procrastinate and actually make the overwhelm even worse. And when it comes to planning, a really big thing for me that has been helpful has been understanding the difference between project tasks and ongoing tasks. And basically the difference is a project task has a start date and an end date, and an ongoing task is something that needs to be done repeatedly over a period of time. Funny enough, we were just talking in a group call for Wholehearted Business and talking about how much of business success is based on consistently doing the boring stuff over and over again. And again, there is like that ongoing tasks, you know, there's ongoing stuff that needs to be done to keep your business ticking over. There's also the project-based stuff, the stuff that has a start and an end date. And what you might find at the start of your business is that most of your tasks are project-based, like, you know, creating your website, writing your sales copy, defining your niche, you know, coming up with a one-to-one coaching offer. But then when you get into the marketing piece, that's where you might start to find that you need to do more of the ongoing tasks, you know, write to your email list once a week, post on social media, create a blog post, etc. And that's when things start to shift. And again, part of going back to that simplifying thing is, you know, not trying to do too much at once. So again, with those ongoing tasks, often that's where a lot of overwhelm steps in, is that we feel like there's too much to do. There's too much that I need to be doing week in, week out. And sometimes we have to take a step back and actually like let some of that go. So perhaps if you're trying to post on social media 5 times a week, maybe that needs to be reduced or even just let go of. You know, this is what I was talking about when it's about that simplification, depending on which stage of business that you're at. And it's okay to simplify. Just, you know, stopping doing things and simplifying does not mean that you're going to get lower or less results. It can actually mean that you're going to get better results because you get to focus on the things that matter. So, you know, look at it from that point of view. So yeah, understand what tasks are project-based and what are ongoing. That can be just a really helpful thing when it comes to the overwhelm and managing your time and managing what it is that you need to be doing. Obviously, there's some marketing tasks that will be project-based. Like, for example, I've just run a book camp. And, well, that's actually, I think it's happening this week, the book camp. And that is, there's a start date and an end date. It is a marketing task, but it's a project. So it will finish at a certain point. And again, you can build those things in. So just understanding that from a planning point of view can be really profound as well. Another part of dealing with overwhelm and creating more calm and clarity is really getting to know what you need and how you work best. And I think this is such a profound one. It can, you know, in itself be a little bit overwhelming depending on where you're at. But if you simply look at, you know, your life up until now and what you know about yourself, we all kind of start to gather a bit of information about, you know, how we tend to interact with people, how we interact with our productivity, what works for us. And obviously that does shift over time and different stages of life. But really ask yourself, like, how is it that I work best? What do I need right now? Often we are trying to fit ourselves in to a system or to a way of working that we think we need to do to get a certain level of success. But often that doesn't work for lots of different reasons. Now, maybe you have a neurodiversity and you need to factor that in, and that needs to be, you know, accounted for in how you show up. Maybe you've got things going on in your life. Maybe it's just personality traits that you have. Like, all of these things, take those into consideration because they will be giving you vital feedback. And often where this becomes part of the overwhelm is that we are fighting against our natural way of doing things. We are trying to fit ourselves into that box that we think is the right way of doing things. And actually, it's kind of causing more overwhelm, and it's not actually getting us the results that we want. So really asking yourself, you know, as part of this process, like I say, we start with that simplification, getting everything out there, looking at what we can let go of, because no matter where you're at in terms of, you know, neurodiversity, personality traits, what you've got going on in your life, simplification of stuff is very rarely a bad idea. Like, it's a good thing to simplify what you've got on your plate. So simplify stuff down, create a plan with what's left. Even if that is literally just a now and next, you know, understand what's project based, what's ongoing, that can be really, really helpful. And then just ask yourself again, how do I work best? What do I need? Am I trying to do things in a certain way because I think that's how it needs to be done? Like, that is a really, really big question to ask yourself. So those are your three tips, but I'm going to add an extra one in here. And I would not be a business coach or mentor if I wasn't going to include this. But if you are feeling overwhelmed in your business, it can be a really good indicator that you need some kind of external support. Now, that can be through a business coach or a business mentor like myself. It can be through a set program. It can be through, you know, just having a business bestie who you can talk to about it. It can be just getting some external support to help you kind of get some clarity around what it is that you're going through. And again, like I say, with a lot of my clients, one of the biggest causes of overwhelm is simply not knowing what you need to do and in what order it needs to be done, and not having that understanding of how stuff works strategically to get your business to where it is that you want to get it to. And that's why I offer my program Wholehearted Business, which is opening. Well, it is open. It's been open for a while, but I am going to be actually closing it soon. But Wholehearted Business is designed to help you over 12 months now. I've actually extended the length of the program. It is designed to help you create a system where you know what it is that you're doing in your business, you know the steps that you're taking. There's a pathway inside Wholehearted Business that you can follow if you want. You don't have to follow it, but again, if overwhelm is something that you are dealing with, it just gives you the step-by-step, you know, basis that you need to go through, and it's going to help you create a system that attracts clients and converts them so that you are getting more clients, growing your business, growing your income as a result. And over the 12 months we put that together, plus, you know, depending on your pace of work, quite a few other things that's going to support that as well. And like I say, a lot of my clients just really struggle with the fact that they don't know what they need to be doing and in what order they need to do it. And it's that strategic understanding that is missing. And that's why I created Wholehearted Business, which is my now 12-month group program, to help give you that strategic understanding, the actual pathway to follow, so that you're no longer feeling overwhelmed because you know these are the step-by-step things that you need to do. You've got access to me, like loads of access to me, so I can, you know, give you that individualized support, because not everyone has the same end result in mind in terms of their business, and everyone's business is different. And this is why it's really important to me, even though this is a group program and we do have some standardized, you know, trainings and resources in there, that you actually get a lot of access to me as well. So Wholehearted Business is going to be starting officially. This new 12-month program is going to be starting on the 13th of May. So we're going to be closing on the 12th. Like I say, I've been running this for quite a long time now, for a few years. I wanted to change it to a different model, which is basically 12 months instead of 6. There is so much more stuff in the program now than there used to be. I've kind of put lots of new things in there. The pathway is being tweaked and, you know, tuned up, so that kind of roadmap that you get to follow if you wish is really, really clear, and it's going to take you exactly where you want to go. And at the end of the program, basically what you can expect to have is a system where you are attracting clients and converting them and working with the clients that makes sense for you and your business, that is aligned, where you feel really confident in how you're showing up, and you've basically taken your business from a point where it perhaps isn't working, perhaps you don't know what it is that you need to do day in, day out. You've got time to work on your business, but you're just not sure what you should be working on to help you get the results you want to get. Wholehearted Business is the program for you. It is really going to help you. And again, this isn't just the same as other online business programs. There's plenty of them out there. What I feel makes Wholehearted Business different is that the way that I approach things is very much about what is going to work for you. How do we take all of the strategic knowledge, all of this, like, you know, very like practical stuff, but really make it work for you as an individual? Because there's no point in following cookie cutter strategies that ultimately will not work for you as an individual human being on this wonderful planet who has got a very unique business and probably quite a unique version of success and things that you want to achieve. And there's a lot of cookie cutter stuff out there, believe you me, that is not going to move the needle for you. You get lots of support from me individually, because again, while you have access to the trainings and resources in there and the pathway and the group calls and the co-working sessions and the mindset chats and, you know, the private podcast feed where I do Q&As, you are also going to get that very individualized support from me. And there's also the option to upgrade and get 4 extra one-to-one calls. Like I say, if you, you know, are really struggling, if you ever sit down to work on your business and don't know what you should be doing to get more clients, to get your business to where you want it to be, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like you have no kind of plan of action, Wholehearted Business is the place to be. It is going to give you that. It's going to give you everything you need to know to build a really wholehearted, aligned health or life coaching business. I've been doing this for the last 12 years, which is kind of scary to think that I've been doing it for this long, actually a little bit longer if you count like the time before I actually became a trained coach. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in the online space for a long time. I'm consistent. If anything, I'm very, very consistent. But I will be able to support you to create this and to make it work for you, because again, where programs that offer cookie cutter strategies don't work for people is that they just don't take you into consideration. And again, this is not a massive like program. You're not working with paid coaches in it. It's me. You're going to be connecting with me. I don't have other people in there. It is literally, you will be working with me. And you know, it's going to just be a fantastic community. It's going to be amazing. So do check out Wholehearted Business. Like I say, we start on the 13th of May. It will be amazing to have you in. You will be in from the 13th of May all the way to the 31st of May, 2025. That's 12 months of, you know, really solid support for your business. Can you imagine where your business might be in 12 months if you were in this program? So come and check it out. Let me know if you've got any questions on Wholehearted Business. I'm so, so excited to be opening this kind of new version of it. And like I say, this will close. I made the decision to not have it open all the time like I have before. I feel like it helps my brain to have it open and closed at certain points. So it will be closed at this point, and the price will increase in the future, absolutely, because I'm offering a lot of value in this. So the price will definitely be increasing in the future. So do jump in if it feels good to you. If you are listening on the podcast, please leave a review. But again, if you've got any questions, please pop me a DM on Instagram. I'm at wholeheartedlylaura. We can chat on there. We can, you know, do voice message chat on there. If you've got any questions about whether or not the program is going to be the right fit for you. As I say to everybody, I'm not here to bullshit anyone. If it's not right for you, I will let you know. I'm not here to sell anything that is not going to be the right fit, because that doesn't serve me as much as it doesn't serve you. So if you are wondering if Wholehearted Business and working with me for 12 months, like, it would be so cool, working with me over 12 months is right for you, pop me a DM on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, I'm also on Voxer, and I am opening my Voxers for conversations and questions around Wholehearted Business. You can message me on Voxer. I'm at Laura Agar Wilson, and I will happily answer any questions you have. You get to kind of trial out how Voxer works as well. So I'm opening my Voxers up until the 13th of May when we start, for anyone who has any questions as well. So I hope that that's been helpful. I hope that's given you some ideas around overwhelm, whether or not Wholehearted Business is right for you or not. Hopefully that has given you some things to consider. I've been saying this a lot to my clients recently. Starting a coaching business and growing a coaching business and being active in your coaching business, like, we are doing something that is brave, that is vulnerable, that is different. You know, one of the reasons I'm so passionate about working with coaches, particularly health and life coaches, is that there's no other business that really works like a coaching business in terms of the way that we have to show up and the level of personal development that we go through to start and grow a coaching business. It's huge, because we're so intrinsically linked with what it is that we are offering. And there's so many intricacies in terms of, like, the way to put these businesses together. Like, you can't just take a, you know, create an online business, but, like, you know, cookie cutter approach and apply that to a coaching business. It just doesn't work. Trust me, I've been there. So this is really about helping you have a tailor-made approach to a health and life coaching business specifically that is going to help you get to where it is that you want to go. So there we have it. I really hope this has been helpful. Do let me know your thoughts. Let me know if that's been helpful on the overwhelm front. I know that this shit is hard, trust me, but you can do it. You know, again, simplify, plan, do what you need to do to work that is in alignment with you, and it will get easier. I will see you next week, guys. Take care. Bye.